Kyle, you're on the line with Ainsley Earhart.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome, and I've got your book right here in my hands, and I want to let you know, first of all, we are a Brian Kilmeade affiliate, so so I hear you on Kilmeade and Friends, you know, from time to time, so I almost feel like I know you a little bit.
You are so awesome, y'all have been so supportive of his career, and Brian is the best. He's a very good friend of mine, and I'm so proud of him, and his books have done so well.
My goodness. Yeah, I interviewed him a couple months ago about his book, but we want to talk about your book.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what inspired this. Tell me about your dad and a little backstory on what he did for you guys each morning.
So Dad is the most amazing parent. Both of my parents are, but Dad, He was in charge of all three of us in the morning, getting us on the school bus, getting us fed, because my mom was a school teacher, little ones, and had to be there at 7:30 in the morning. So we would come downstairs and sit at the kitchen table, and or we had this chopping block in the middle of the kitchen. We each had our stools, and we'd jump up on our stools, and in front of our cereal bowl, Dad would have a note or a scripture or a saying there in front of us most days. And when we were little, we were like, gosh, Dad, stop trying to teach us a lesson. Please, can we just eat our cereal? But then we kept all of them, and we still talk about them today. I mean, we can rattle off so many different sayings that he taught us. Like, I hope I'll never be afraid to fail. Walt Disney said that. Stay up with the owls. Don't expect to soar with the eagles. Attitude determines aptitude. Nothing good happens after midnight. There were so many. So I was telling the publishers, I went in to meet with Simon & Schuster Publishers, and these ladies that are with the Aladdin imprint, they're awesome. I've since become such good friends with them. I'm sitting at the table with them, and they said, we love your dog book, but tell us about you. We want to know about you, because we watch Fox, and we just want to get to know Ainsley. So I was telling them that story, and they said, oh, my gosh, Ainsley, that is, and I was pregnant at the time with my little girl, and they said, this, you've got to pass those messages on to your daughter. Do you still have them? And I said, I have a lot of them, and I definitely have most of them in my mind. They said, we got to put this down on paper. Like, you've got to write a book about this. So I did, and here we are a year and a half after those meetings, and I'm holding this book that has, I mean, all these lessons that my dad taught me and these messages, and the book is called Take Heart, My Child, because I always want my child and whoever's reading this just to take heart and know everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. What an amazing story. It's so wonderful that you have those memories and you're able to share them with your own child, right?
Thank you. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the illustrations. Jamie Kim. Boy, these are absolutely
gorgeous. Isn't she talented?
Yeah.
I know.
My goodness.
I went through that. So Jamie is a new artist or new illustrator out of North Carolina, and we contacted a few illustrators that we loved, and they were all busy and working on other projects. So we started searching for more, and Jamie's agent contacted Simon & Schuster or sent some work to her, and we all were just blown away. And this is her first children's book, and I wrote the book, and then Jamie matched, obviously, the pictures with the words, and she sent them back to us, and we tweaked some of them. Like, the beach was pretty narrow, and I said, Jamie, I love this. It's beautiful, but can you make the beach a little bit wider? Because I grew up in South Carolina, and the beaches are wider. And could you put maybe, like, a pier and all of, the birds? Because I can even hear the birds in my head right now thinking about the ocean and the beach of South Carolina. Then on the second page, there are the butterflies, and I said, oh, my word, that is perfect. And Jamie did not know this, but my grandfather in second grade helped me with my insect project. We had to pick an insect and do extensive research about that insect. And he said, you have to choose the monarch butterfly, because he was a big golfer. And he said, I see them on the golf course all the time. And every time you see a monarch, when I am no longer, he said, I want you to think of me. So we did this elaborate project, and now my grandfather's no longer with us. Every time I see a monarch, I think of him. And on instrumental days in my life, I see monarch butterflies. At each of our weddings, the grandkids, someone in our family saw a monarch butterfly.
Wow.
So it's really cool. So she included butterflies. So that, it was just like reassurance. Okay, I mean, God, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
You're in charge of this. So then, if you keep flipping, the trees are so beautiful. And we talk about how I dreamed a love song by a polka dotted tree. And the polka dotted tree is so cute. It reminds me not only of the trees here in Central Park, where it's like my respite. I love that place. It's the New York City backyards for all of us who live in apartments. But I grew up down in South Carolina, like I said, and we climbed the magnolia trees. So this tree is huge in her book. It takes up 2 pages, and it is exquisite with all the squirrels, you know, crawling on the branches and the little girl swinging in the in the swing.
Yeah. Tell me about, if you can, Folds of Honor and proceeds, some of the proceeds from the book going towards that.
So Dad always taught us you should give back and you should give 10% of your salary to the church or to an organization. And so, when I wrote this book and we talked, and one thing led to another, and then I realized this thing's really happening. I said, I felt a calling to give 10% to a charity. So we picked out, I met with the producers, which all these producers on Fox and Friends are some of my closest friends. And we, as a Fox family, we support the military, as do most people here in our great country. And I wanted to give back to an organization that supported the military and children. And Folds of Honor is an organization that provides scholarships and assistance to the spouses and children of fallen soldiers. So I thought, how perfect being a children's book. And Dan Rooney, he's going to be on our show on Fox and Friends on Friday. Brian Kilmeade knows him, and it's foldsofhonor.org. And he was on a plane, and he served our country and did tours. And he was on a plane, and the pilot made an announcement that they were taking a casket off the plane of a fallen soldier. And it was a flag-draped casket. He looked out the window, and he saw the soldier's twin brother walking next to the casket and delivering the casket to the family.
Oh, wow.
And there were young children on the tarmac waiting for their dad. And so he said, I've got to do something for these kids.
Wow.
And that's how it started.
Amazing. Hey, where can we get your book?
You can get it on AinsleyEarhartBooks.com, and you can watch some videos there about my life and how this all came to be. And you can buy it there. There's several different sites, from Amazon to Barnes & Noble and different bookstores. So you can get it there, or you can go on my Twitter account. It's Ainsley Earhart, and there's a link to that site there.
All right, Ainsley, we'll be listening for
you
on Brian Kilmeade's show.
Yes, I know. Big hugs to you. Thank you for the support.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.